The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. After all, who wants to be a loser? Nobody. In fact, it's a real insult when someone calls you loser, loser. Why? Why does it dig in? Because we have an inbuilt drive to achieve. We all want to be a success. And being a loser means you've failed. How often do parents at a parent-teacher meeting remonstrate with the teacher about their children? They don't want to be losers as parents. The child might have a learning problem or a behavior issue, but no, the teacher's at fault. The teacher has the problem. You can't teach. My child's perfect. How often does the apprentice talk poorly about the boss when he is corrected or told to do something again? Does the young priest resent that phone call from the bishop about the homily after the weekend masses? I recall one priest being chastised by the prelate on performing a funeral too quickly. The family had requested a graveside funeral. That's all, at the graveside, short and sweet. It was wet weather, and the family wanted to get away. So they said, keep it short, Father. So it was only 15 minutes. Sadly, some of the guests were arriving at the graveside as the priest was leaving. And thus, the phone call to the bishop. Loser. Now, in reality, in our world, everyone's world, there is always someone who has authority, who's above. The word authority means the author's rights. And the author means the source, where it began. So we always have someone above us who has authority over us. We're below them. Be it playing a game, there's always the coach or ref. In music, there's the conductor or the lead singer. In education, there's always a teacher or professor, someone higher up. And in medicine, there's always that chain of command. Why, even the Pope has someone above him. God. Poor Pope Francis. Poor any Pope when they die. Jesus is telling us when we are in authority, when we're up the top with people below, to be kind and generous, to control what we say and how we say it, with just deliberations when dealing with others. But because we are all infected with pride, we know what's best. We have all the answers. We're the experts. I'm in charge. You do what I say. Yet, we're called to be humble. Sometimes even children can teach us adults. The simple ones often see things that we don't, because we're blinded by our prejudices and pride. This pride also infects our want of things and our control over them. And that's what the reading from the letter of St. James is all about. Jealousy, avarice, greed. By the way, do you have your new iPhone 13? Why not? What about the new Windows package? Have you installed it? Don't we hate to be behind others? They have the best, and we're just not up to scratch. Yes, we have this inbuilt weakness towards greed, the want of things, and more things than we need. And this often leads to jealousy and this ugly sister called envy, which makes the soul so ugly. And don't fall into the myth that this is a rich person's problem. A rich person can be very detached, the poor person very attached and jealous. Incidentally, envy is always worse than jealousy because it adds the ugly cocktail of hate, resentment, bitterness, and sometimes anger to jealousy. Envy wants to score. Envy wants to get back at you, to pull down, destroy what you have because I haven't that. Be on guard against it because it really does poison the heart. A time ago, I was helping a senior sort out their house as they were downsizing for higher care. Now, that's no easy task for anyone. But I became unstuck after a day and a half with a particular issue. And it wasn't the crockery, wasn't the books or clothes, paintings. It was all about the shoes. Yes, the shoes were in the hundreds. Cupboards and cupboards of shoes. I've never seen so many shoes. All types and colours. Some were new, some were old, some were broken, some had never been worn. Yet not one shoe was allowed to be thrown away or given away. This woman was a shoe addict. She just had this thing about shoes. Lovely lady, but she was addicted. We all need help with our little issues regarding the want of things. We need to be detached. We need to have a spirit of poverty. Blessed are the poor in spirit. One person who speaks much about this by example and helps us become humble is Padre Pio. We all need to learn from others, and he is a marvelous teacher by what he said and did. He perfected the virtue of obedience. Padre Pio was born in 1887 and died in 1968. He was an Italian Franciscan priest, a Capuchin, a mystic, a stigmatist, a miracle worker, and a reader of souls. He actually had one foot on earth and one in heaven. Yet he had learned the hard lesson of submission to authority and listening to others. The Vatican called him to give up his pastoral work, and severe sanctions were imposed upon Padre Pio in the 1920s. His publicity was reduced to nothing. They forbade him to say Mass in public, to bless people, to answer any letters, or to show his stigmata publicly, or to even communicate with his spiritual director. Why? Because of jealousy among fellow Franciscans who thought he was a fake and had immoral relationships with certain women. Envy at its best. At one stage, they tried to catch him out by even taping his conversations and the confessional. So in those hard years of 1921 to 1922, he was in lockdown, complete and utter spiritual lockdown. He didn't complain. He was humble, obeyed, and knew that in time he would be vindicated. That's why he is a holy man of God. Would have rallied to his cause and said, look, how many confessions are not being heard while you're locked down? How many hearts not being healed? Miracles not happening. Disobey these just authorities. Go out on your own. This place is full of wicked and envious friars anyway. You don't want to stay here? But no. He didn't listen to those voices of dissent. He obeyed. He was humble, said nothing. Somewhat like Christ before his accusers. It is for these virtuous reasons, and not for his bilocation or healings and stigmata, that John Paul II proclaimed him a saint. You see, virtues run deep. And one of the hardest virtues to learn is humility. And next to that, poverty. To give up what one has, and to give up how well one thinks of themselves, is so very hard, but so worthwhile. Just ask Padre Pio.